This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is Riyad Orzazi. We're coming to another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2016, day number 29. Last night was the last odd night of Ramadan, which could have been Laylatul Qadr. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from you, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you amongst those whereby their souls shall be saved from hellfire. Al-Badiha kanat Laylatul 29. نتمنى أن تكون قد تكون ليلة القدر. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلكم من عتقائه من النار في تلك الليلة المباركة. My brothers and sisters, Ramadan has come to an end. Tomorrow will be day 30th of Ramadan, and then خلاص it will be Eid. Yesterday was, we were seeking the and trying to sight the moon for Ramadan, and tomorrow it will be trying to will be sighting the moon for Eid, and it was just like yesterday, and these are the how time runs, subhanallah. It's the and this is the thing, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he swears by time in so many ayat. So my brothers and sisters, what happens after Ramadan now? Are you going to leave that sweetness which you have tasted in Ramadan? Are you going to go back to the old you? Are you going to leave that sweetness and then waste all this hard work that you've been doing in Ramadan? One of the signs, in fact, that your siyam and your ibadah will be accepted is, as according to Ahlul Ilm, is if you were to do a good deed, let's say, and if you find yourself after Ramadan carrying on that deed, that's a good sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted your siyam, your Ramadan. Which meaning that if you used to pray Fajr in Ramadan, if you used to read the Quran in Ramadan, and then after Ramadan you find yourself still praying Fajr, alhamdulillah, on time, still reading the Quran, still giving the sadaqah, still wearing your hijab, for the sisters, that means it's a good sign. أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل. The most beloved deeds in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal are those that are continuous, even if they are minor. And Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. Those who say ربنا الله, and then they remain in the state of steadfastness, and that's the key word, to remain in the state of firmness, in the state of steadfastness after Ramadan. الثبات حتى الممات. Because you did not worship Ramadan, you worship the Rabb of Ramadan, you worship the Lord of Ramadan. So don't quit, don't be Ramadani, be Rabbani. لا تكن رمضانيا ولكن كن ربانيا لأنك لا تعبد رمضان ولكن تعبد رب رمضان. So don't quit the masajid after Ramadan, don't quit the Quran after Ramadan, don't quit the siyam after Ramadan, don't quit the sadaqah and the good deeds after Ramadan, because Ramadan was just a school to prepare you for the rest of the Ramadan, my brothers and sisters. So inshallah ta'ala, remain in that state of steadfastness. As Ahl al-Ilm, they say, Imam Ibn Hajar, when he says that أصل الاستقامة أن يستقيم القلب على التوحيد فإن استقام القلب على التوحيد استقامة الجوارح على الطاعة. He says with regard to istiqama, he says for the heart has to be firm on the tawheed, on the love of la ilaha illallah. Once the heart becomes firm on la ilaha illallah, all the organs will become firm on the ta'a. All the organs, all the physical faculties will become firm and steadfast on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing is, the heart. Heart has to love la ilaha illallah, because if the heart loves la ilaha illallah, خلاص Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. And if Allah loves you, you will live in nur, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nur as-samawati wal-ard. You will live in enlightenment. And if Allah loves you, you will be saved, because Allah Azza wa Jal does not throw His beloved to hellfire. So my brothers and sisters, stay in strong, you know, as you were in Ramadan. Stay strong inshaAllah ta'ala after Ramadan, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you to remain in the state of steadfastness. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yuthabbita imanana wa yaj'alana min utaqa'i min an-nar. Until another episode of Rock Ramadan 2016, I say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.